views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, offers simple, natural choices for your optimal health and wellness. Dr. Peggy's whole body approach unravels the connections between the mental, spiritual, and physical links of food, allergies, and hydration. A former chef turned naturopathic and biological medicine physician, Dr. Parker is an everyday health expert who keeps things practical and achievable. Each week, Dr. Peggy and her guests will share simple solutions that will catapult you toward optimal health and wellness. From recipes to relevant health information, this former chef and medical researcher will lead you through the maze of conflicting information on food allergies, diets, antioxidants, and so much more, as she provides you with simple solutions for your own everyday health. Now, here's your host, Dr. Peggy Parker.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Peggy Parker, and you are listening to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health here on WBLQ and Transformation Talk Radio. I hope that you'll stay with me for the next hour. I'm going to be talking about something really relevant. I'm going to be giving you some tips to create fun, festive, and allergy-free and hassle-free holidays. Plus, I want to share some great information on the science of gratitude. Since we're in that season, I thought this would be something you would find really timely. So I want to remind you that if you've got some questions about allergy-free recipes or creating some special memories, some special holiday events, and you'd like to get some advice, you can call me at 800-930-2819, and I'll answer your questions live. If you are not able to get to a phone but you're listening on the computer, you can type in your questions over on the right-hand side of the page. There's an instant feedback box, and so I'll be taking your questions throughout the entire process today. So again, I want to welcome you to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, and today I want to start with some tips for your all these upcoming holidays. I love Thanksgiving. It's my favorite holiday. And in a way, it's just kind of the kickoff for a whole string of holiday meals and holiday parties and holiday events that take us up to New Year's. And if you are a person who has food allergies, and you're, especially if you're kind of new to having the food allergies or realizing that you have them, holidays can be a little bit stressful, and I'm going to give you an example. So about 3 years ago, I made an offer to on my Facebook page to anybody who posted recipes that I would actually take those recipes and turn them around and give them an allergy-free, healthy recipe, update. And so someone sent me a recipe for something called roadside potatoes. Okay, these were, as far as health is concerned, this recipe was nothing but a train wreck. It had Orida hash brown or O'Brien potatoes and lots of heavy cream and lots of Parmesan cheese and sour cream. It was filled with no nutritive value, and a lot of fat and a lot of calories, but I'm told they were really delicious in their original form. So I worked for days trying to come up with some new ways to make these potatoes. I tried making cauliflower sauces and, a cauliflower-based sauce instead of all of the cream, because these people were allergic to milk, so trying to recreate this dish. And after 3 days of really disgusting tasting options that I tried, I resigned myself to this, that some recipes cannot be changed. Some things are just so unhealthy and contain such a plethora of allergy-laden ingredients that we just want to put those aside and think about some other healthy options. So I encouraged her to try something different. I encouraged her to try a really great potato casserole that I made that used either vegan cheese or some Romano cheese, just a small amount, with beautiful sliced potatoes of all different varieties and some fresh herbs, a little bit of butter and oil and a little salt and pepper, and onions and garlic, and now we had a dish that was fit to eat. So sometimes there just is not a direct substitution for something that might have been part of your family's holiday tradition. And so sometimes it's better, like I said, to just go a different route, just go a healthier route. In fact, I have recreated this sweet potato casserole that I started making back in 1978. And for 1978's Thanksgiving, actually a friend of mine, whose name is also Peggy, her name is Peggy Wall, brought this casserole over, and oh my gosh, it was so delicious. It tastes kind of like a cross between a vegetable and a dessert, probably more on the dessert side. And so I started making it. My entire family loves it. And so that one was easy enough to adapt. But then as time went along and I got a little busier and my family, you know, my kids grew up and the celebrations were sometimes a little different, I decided I was going to try some new things. I tried just serving baked sweet potatoes. And oh my gosh, I got such a great response from folks. You know, topped it with a little butter or substitute butter that had a little bit of maple syrup, just a few drops of maple syrup and some cinnamon or pumpkin pie spice added into the butter. A little dot of butter on your potatoes, and it's delicious and super easy, stress-free. Took all that extra work out, all those extra calories, all of that. And then this year, I decided to take it another step further. So if you follow my blog, you may have seen it in the last couple of days, and it was just roasted pumpkin. Oh, my gosh, this is so delicious and so easy and so impressive. It looks beautiful. It's very rustic. It's really earthy and super delicious. And all it had on it was just a little toss with a little brush with some olive oil, salt, and pepper, a little bit of dried sage. And when you pull it out, I just gave it another tiny little drizzle of some pumpkin seed oil, and voila. You have a super healthy, super nutrient-dense, new dish to serve on your holiday buffet table or on a beautiful platter that's passed around family style. I'm telling you, there are some really great things that you just might not have tried in the past because you were so stuck in a fun rut, it's still a rut, but a fun one of just preparing the same old things year after year. And I'm just going to challenge you that just by trying a few new recipes, you can start new traditions. And as far as traditions go, I think sometimes when you have a kind of a life-altering situation like food allergies and coming to terms with eating a little differently or just deciding that you wanted to be a little healthier and take on a new way of eating, I think it's really important to make these holidays about more than just food. Sometimes just doing things differently. If you've always been a buffet in the past, set the table and have everybody sit around the table. If you used to set the table, try having a buffet. You know, do something a little bit different. Look for some activities. Maybe you might want to get your entire family to go volunteer at a homeless shelter to serve some food for Thanksgiving. You know, just think of some way that you can be in service to others and still come back, still enjoy your day. I think these are the kinds of things that build rich traditions, that build really memorable family gatherings. Now, one of the other things, moving along, that I really want to encourage you to do when you're getting ready for all these holidays is to stock your fridge and pantry with really healthy choices. Because When your fridge is low, when your pantry's low, and there aren't very many things around, it's easy to grab for the less healthy options or the things that really are not on your new eating plan, on your new allergy-free plan. And speaking of that, there are, if you're going to be celebrating the holidays, any of these holidays, at someone else's house, here's a few things that I want you to keep in mind. I learned this long ago when I learned that I was had food allergies, and I was reintroduced into the idea when my daughter Angela became a vegan. These are some things to keep in mind that the people to whose house you're going to be visiting, they probably don't really understand what your eating plan is like. They don't understand the gravity of the situation. They don't understand that one molecule of an allergenic substance can really create a problem. So it's really important for you to go prepared. So when we come back from this commercial break, I'm going to give you some tips on how you can be completely prepared to go visit grandma's house, to go visit your friend's house, or to, go on a fun trip. So I'll be back and right after these commercial messages. Stay tuned, and I'll have some interesting tips for you.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy-free.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. more. For more information, visit SherryDiller.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Parker, and we're back on the air with Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, where today we're talking about some tips for creating a really fun, festive, and allergy-free holiday celebration. And before the break, we were discussing some of the things that you can do that will really boost your success for keeping yourself on track. Now, if you've got some questions, be sure to call in at 800-930-2819 or give me an instant message. You'll locate it over on the right-hand side of your screen. So one of the things we were talking about is that it's really important to just make some new traditions, some new holiday traditions, try out some new recipes, change things up just a little bit. Stock your fridge and pantry with lots of healthy choices. And now, just before the break, we were talking about going to someone else's house. Whether you're going across the street or across the country, there are a few things to keep in mind when you have food allergies. If you're traveling away or you've got some friends who have invited you over and they've asked you to give them some guidance about the things, you know, around your eating, the things you have to avoid for your allergies, it's really important to give them a written list of foods that you can have. Start with that. Be really positive. List all the fruits and veggies, all of the fun things that you really enjoy in your daily life. Include those first. And then provide a second list that has things that you have to avoid, including things that are often hidden on labels. And because a lot of people do not understand that just one molecule of an offending allergen can actually start a whole chain reaction and cause you some problems. And so they're kind of maybe of the mindset that if you just have a little bit, it's okay. And so they might not understand. So it's really important to say, to kind of list them in order of priority. For instance, if you're wheat and dairy sensitive and or allergic or you have celiac disease or you're lactose intolerant, whatever those situations are, and you're also trying to avoid sugar, make sure that the things that you really, truly have to avoid are at the top of the list. And kind of give the other things a little bit of rest for the holidays, because this can be rather intimidating for the people who are cooking for you. So my other tip, especially if you're just going across town or, you know, for me, I'm going to my daughter's house in L.A. This afternoon. So one of the things that I think is really important when you can is to take lots of food. When you're going to someone else's house, make sure that you have created, you know, several dishes so that if they're the only things that are safe for you to eat while you're at that holiday celebration, that it's enough that you don't feel left out or completely starved because there was really nothing you could eat. You'll be surprised at some of the things that people will do for you. I have a friend who's a vegetarian, and the first time she went to meet some of her in-laws, they made her jello gelatin, not realizing that that's about as far away from being a vegan or vegetarian as you can get, because they didn't understand what that jello comes from animal byproducts. So, you know, people do things with the best of intentions. They just don't know. So really important to just go as prepared as possible. And if you're going, to a different city, you're flying, you're making kind of a big trip, make sure you're getting there early enough to do some food shopping and some food prep for yourself. And you know, that will ensure that you or your children or whoever it is that's got these allergies is having fun, feels like they're participating, and yet, you know, being really safe on their food plan. The other thing to keep in mind is to make sure during all these holidays, I know this one is kind of a hard one, but it's really important to get plenty of rest. When you have gotten plenty of rest, you make better food choices for yourself. Now, if you're like me and you get kind of caught up with all the things that are going on and you want to be in the middle of things and it's hard for you to want to wind down and go to bed, and you are somebody who wakes up early in the morning, whatever, just plan some time during the day to take some short 10 or 15 minute power naps or power rest. Even if you can't fall asleep, if you just lie down and get some rest, when you get up, you're going to feel great. You're going to be back in control. Anytime you feel yourself kind of slipping into that desire for the extra carbs, for the extra sugar, for the bread, for the things that you are trying to avoid, you can pretty much rest assured it's because either you haven't eaten enough, that's another tip I'm going to give you in just a second, or that you're too tired. So this last tip is all about making sure that you're eating enough through the day. If all you can do because you're somewhere else is graze on some fresh fruits and vegetables, do it. You know, make yourself comfortable. Make yourself full. Make yourself happy with the food choices that you have. This is part of the key to success in learning to not just survive with food allergies, but learning to really enjoy a different way of being with your food and with your family and all of that. Concentrate on the things that are good. We're going to kind of switch gears here and go away from the tips regarding food and food allergies, and we're going to kind of make this other transition into some really great scientific evidence that I've found that gratitude, happiness, and a positive attitude really affect your health in remarkable ways. You might have heard of Gabriel Cousins. He's kind of one of the pioneers of positive thinking and health, and he actually cured himself of cancer by laughing. He put in funny movies, funny videos, and watched them for at least 1 hour every day. And he laughed himself back to health, which, you know, brings up this whole other thought of a whole kind of yoga that's called laughter yoga. It doesn't have anything to do with getting into downward dog or, you know, or upward dog or child pose. It has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with laughing. So these folks get together lots of times on a beach or where in a park, wherever, and they simply laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh. And when you watch the videos of these people laughing, you cannot help but laugh yourself. Now, it's the thinking in laughter yoga that this elevates the energy or the vibrational energy in your body to a different place just by laughing, because it's like smiling all the way through your body. Not only does it do that, but it actually changes the way you breathe, it changes your posture, and it just makes your day start out really happy. So if you have not heard of laughter yoga, I highly encourage you to Google it and give it a try. It's really quite amazing. I want you to keep in mind that gratitude, you know, when you're in a state of gratitude, it creates more happiness in your life, and happiness stimulates your immune system, and it does this in several ways. One of the ways is that it gives it a rest from any perceived danger. And when your immune system is at rest, it actually builds itself into having more ability to fight off anything that does actually occur. Now, in addition to that, gratitude, optimism, and other positive emotions are also associated with lowering the production of that stress hormone, cortisol, that is a risk factor for creating all kinds of disease processes in your body, including belly fat, and, you know, which can lead to chronic diseases of all kinds. There was a study that was published in February of 2003 in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology that demonstrated that participants who kept weekly gratitude journals tended to exercise more regularly. They reported fewer physical symptoms. They felt better overall about their lives as a whole, and they were more optimistic about the coming week compared to people who tended to record hassles or negative or even neutral life events in their journals. The same researchers reported that while grateful people don't deny or ignore the negative aspects going on in their life, they tend to report the positive emotions, or they tend to focus on the positives, and life satisfaction and vitality, as well as a greater optimism and lower levels of depression and stress than people who aren't grateful. So this is really kind of remarkable. Now, this was all, you know, recorded and scientifically discovered, but no one actually knew why that was happening until Dr. Richard Davison, who is the director of the Laboratory for Affective Neuroscience, he did a study, and what he discovered was that during a task that required experimenting with negative emotions, well, let me back up and let you know that the subjects were all fitted with electrodes on their, you know, on their head that were reading electrical feedback from different parts of the brain. And so they would give the participants some tasks to do that required experiencing either positive or negative emotions. So during the tasks that required experiencing negative emotions, there was a greater electrical activity in the brain's right prefrontal cortex, and that was associated with a weak immune response 6 months later. And the way they discovered it was by giving people flu shots, and they were looking at the antibodies that were built as a response to the flu shot. However, the people who were doing activities with positive thought forms, positive emotions, they all had a greater activation in the left side of the prefrontal cortex. And 6 months later, they had a much stronger immune response when given a flu shot. Pretty amazing. And I see that it's time for me to take another break to allow you to hear some of the wonderful offerings of our sponsors. I'll be back in just a few minutes, so hang on. When we come back, we're going to talk a little more about this idea of gratitude creating an even healthier body. I'll be back in just a minute.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often, but when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
Everybody, welcome back. We're back on the air with Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. For today, we're talking about creating some special holidays, and we've moved into this new segment or new part of this show. We're talking about the effects of gratitude and happiness and positive thoughts on your health. I know that lots of you have probably heard about that in the past, but maybe didn't understand some of the scientific research behind it. If you have some questions you'd like to get them answered about your upcoming holiday celebrations or about creating an attitude of gratitude, I'm going to invite you to call me at 800-930-2819 or to send me an instant message over on the right-hand side of your screen. You'll see a little box where you can type in a question, and as soon as you type it in, I get it. So if you've got something that you'd like to ask, please don't hesitate. And just before the break, we were talking about this whole subject of positive attitudes, positive thoughts, really affecting your brain, and in affecting your brain, it actually begins to affect your entire immune system and your overall health. So the last thing we were talking about was this study that was done on this neuroscience, and that demonstrated that when you have activities where you're dredging up really negative emotions, there's a greater electrical activity in your brain's right front prefrontal cortex. And 6 months later, that was shown to create a low immune response. So this isn't just an immediate thing. This actually has some long-term effects. However, the opposite was true when we were doing, in the same study where the other group was doing some positive, you know, some things that brought up positive emotions. And it, because it activated the left prefrontal cortex, and that was associated with creating a much stronger immune response 6 months later. So it can start immediately, but it can last for a long time. Now, I know that when the holidays come and we get together with extended family, that there are sometimes some things that happen, or there are things that have happened in the past. Or maybe this is your first holiday by yourself. Maybe it's because of a death or a divorce, or because your children got married and now they're at the other spouse's family for the holidays. Or you might be in college and not be able to go home. Or maybe you're one of the folks who was really dramatically affected by Hurricane Sandy, and your relatives are all somewhere else and you can't get there right now. There are lots of reasons to have some negative thoughts this time of year. But I'm going to challenge you with a thought that that my ex-husband used to say. He used to say, you can get glad in the same pants you got mad in. In other words, that was just kind of his way of saying, you know, happiness really is your choice. You can create a happy attitude no matter what. The same set of issues that that caused you to have a negative response, you can actually put a spin on those and create something positive about it. It's not that you're glossing over it. It's not that you're ignoring it. It's that you're choosing to look at it differently. So I'm going to give you an example from my own personal life. A few years ago, I was married, and I had a pretty stressful relationship going on. And at the end of the relationship, it got even more and more and more stressful. And I just found myself really in kind of a state of almost despair. At that same time, my medical spa that I had worked so hard to build, I had to close it because I found out that my office manager had embezzled $250,000 and left me in a place where I was going to have to declare bankruptcy. And it was a really dark time in my life. And at that same time, I got really sick. My gallbladder literally became gangrenous before the doctors figured out why I was so sick. And when they tried to remove it, they left some of the gangrene in my body, and I was really, really, really sick. I was trying everything to get better, but it just wasn't working. And on the day that I closed my spa, probably the thing that made me the saddest was that I had to put my dog down. He was actually, his name is Smokey, and he was actually my son's dog, but in my house we called him Michael's dog and my baby. And so that was potentially, you know, like one of the hardest days of my life. And I realized that it was really affecting my body in a really negative way. I stayed sick for several months. You know, it was really quite a struggle to find a way to even begin to feel remotely well. And a friend of mine kept telling me about ionized water, and yes, I am going to talk to you about ionized water again. I know it's a little bit of a broken record, but it's really important to me, and I really think it can be important to you as well. So I was so sick that I couldn't drive myself to the meeting. It was across the state. I lived in Spokane, Washington, and the talk was going to be by a gentleman from Japan, and he was going to Seattle. It's about a four-hour drive. So I got someone to drive me over, and while I was in that meeting, I drank four 16-ounce glasses of this ionized water, and a really remarkable thing happened. All of my symptoms disappeared, and it stayed gone for two full days. So I started researching ionized water. I started thinking about it and studying everything I could find. And back then, there wasn't much going on in the world of ionized water. So a week later, I went back, I bought a unit, and I started testing it on people. And what I noticed was that their test results in just a few days were remarkably better. I mean, the things that I had been working on with these folks for years changed in just a few days, you know, 10 days, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. The test results were remarkable. But I wouldn't let anybody buy a machine because I didn't know how it was really going to affect people long term. And during this kind of trial period, what I noticed about myself was that I wasn't unhappy anymore. I started feeling better. I started feeling happy. I started having hope. I didn't understand what it was about. And then when I finally decided that it was okay for people to buy these units, I had a friend in Dallas who bought one and started sharing water with a bunch of her clients. She's a reflexologist and a health coach. And people started calling it happy water because they noticed that as soon as they started drinking it, they really did start feeling happier. Well, it took me some months to actually begin to unravel how this water was working and why people were having such marvelous results. But it all led back to a book that I'd read years before that, a book by Dr. Candace Pert. Dr. Pert was an NIH research scientist, and she was back in the 1980s, and she was looking for a cure for AIDS. But as it often happens in scientific discovery, when you're out looking for one thing, sometimes you find something entirely different. And what she found was that each and every one of the cells in your body have receptor sites. We know they have receptor sites for minerals and hormones and different kinds of nutrients. But what she found was that each and every cell in your body has receptor sites for emotions. Now, one of the things I discovered in all of this is that sometimes, or all the time, every cell in your body is bombarded by 10,000 free radicals every day, creating a situation called oxidation on your cell membrane. This oxidation can make the cell membrane get thick and sticky and not function properly. And what I discovered was that for many people, including me, what was happening in that oxidation is that those emotions were being stuck onto the cell. We were not able to release them. I had for years and years and years tried to do what everyone told me, and they'd say, oh, just let go, or let go and let God. I mean, I tried everything I could think of to let go, and really, it wasn't letting go. But I noticed that after a few months of drinking this water, a lot of things that used to really bother me were no longer bothering me, and that was the same report I was getting from lots and lots of people. And now I'm going to leave you with this little cliffhanger because it's time once again for our final commercial break. And when we come back, I'm going to kind of give you the secret behind it and a few other little pieces of info that I think you're going to find really fascinating. So hang on. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy.
Hi, everybody. We're back on the air with Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, where today we're talking about creating some really great holiday traditions, and we're looking now at some of the information that proves that having a more positive attitude, an attitude of gratitude, really does change your picture of health. And right before the break, I was sharing with you my story about letting go and about ionized water. I know that I talk about ionized water a lot virtually every week. It comes up in the conversation. And so I want to kind of explain why. I don't sell any units that create ionized water. This is about me as a physician really researching and finding really elegant solutions, and the simple solutions are always the best solutions for helping you either maintain or regain your health. And as I shared with you, I had really lost my health and was fighting, you know, tooth and nail to regain it when a friend of mine introduced me to ionized water. And I went to a meeting, I drank this water, I drank 4 16-ounce glasses, and all of my symptoms disappeared. And it set me on a new course. So this is kind of where I, you know, wanted to lead you, is that the thing that could have been, that I could look at in a really negative way, this thing of losing money, of losing a life goal, of getting this spa opened, of wondering how I was ever going to be able to help people again. Oh my gosh, you know, it was actually one of the best things that ever happened to me, because it helped me change my focus. And it put me in a place where I was meant to be. It put me at the right time, in the right place, where I could be introduced to something that has such long-reaching effects for my own health, for the health of others, but also in this whole career, because I really believe that one of the things that I was set on this earth to do is make this discovery that I'm telling you about. And I believe that it is vitally important to bring to people all over the world, because I really, truly believe that we can change the picture of health for people one glass of water at a time all over the world. So for those of you who have been, you know, listening, or maybe you're new to this show, I want to tell you about a project that I'm working on called the Antioxidant Project. It's a clinical trial research study that I'm getting ready to start, and it's about the effects of ionized water, how ionized water actually changes your cells. Now, before the break, we were talking about the fact that Dr. Candace Pert had discovered that each one of our cells has receptor sites for emotions, and I believe, and it's my opinion, that when our cells become oxidized, those cell membranes become oxidized, those negative emotions can stick on those cells and create this whole negative set of things in motion, as I explained a couple of breaks ago, about the fact that when you're immersed in negativity, it actually changes your brain activity and lowers your immune system. So this whole situation of learning to let go was something I had been striving for years. And as I said just before we went to break, after I'd been drinking this ionized water for a few months, I realized that the things that used to bother me, the stuff that would bug the heck out of me, it didn't bother me anymore. In fact, I got so happy that I was crying all the time, not crying because I was sad, but I was just crying tears of joy. I remember pulling up into a parking space at River Park Square Mall in Spokane, Washington, because I was going to go into Pottery Barn and pick up a couple of stools from my kitchen. And I pulled into the parking space, and I burst into tears. And I was thinking, I'll bet if anybody around me was watching, they would probably think I was a lunatic, because I was so happy. I felt so much gratitude that I lived in such a beautiful house and that I found these great stools and that I could afford to buy them. I mean, just normal everyday things, but they were no longer normal everyday things to me because I looked at them with different eyes. And the reason I could look at them differently had everything to do with these changes that were happening on myself. If you'd like to get some more information about the Antioxidant Project and how you can help me, or just more information about how this all plays out, you can find it on my website, which is simplehealthnetwork.com. There'll be some links. There's a little link for donate. And once you get there, you can watch this little video that explains it. And I hope you find it as meaningful as it is to me, because this really literally changed my life and the way that I look at things. It's not that I haven't had some big setbacks since that time, and it's not that I haven't had challenges at being, you know, maintaining a positive attitude. In fact, you know, when I got started doing this project, one of the things I did was sell that beautiful house, pack up my stuff into a couple of pods, put some stuff on top of my car, all my clothes and shoes on top of my car, on a car top carrier and one behind my car, and started off on a journey to go visit my kids in Texas on my way to, you know, doing some fundraising to start this project. And my second day into the trip, I stopped in Bandon, Oregon, and during the night, someone stole everything. Not only did they take what was in the car top carrier and the rear carrier, they took the whole carriers with them. And so I was literally left with two pairs of sweatpants, two pairs of wool socks, a pair of hiking boots, a cami, a light jacket, pajamas, and a toothbrush. That was it. That was the sum total of what I now had. And at first, I was like thinking, oh my gosh, like how is this happening? Am I not going to do something really fantastic, universe? You know, what happened? And my next thought was, I guess I really just needed an entire fresh start. Now I get to recreate even the way I dress. And that's the difference that I believe that I can attribute back to this change in the way that my cells function. And you can have the same kind of thing for yourself. So I just wanted to share that with you, because next week will be my final show on this network. Don't worry, you'll still be able to have access to all of my past shows on my website, and I'm about to launch several new and exciting things on my own website right at the beginning of the year, including some TV-style shows where I'll be doing everything from live cooking demos to offering more simple solutions for your everyday health. And so I'm saying that all to give you, to plant this idea in your head that it's really time for you to take some action in your life to change the way that you think, to create positive things, to start a gratitude journal. And, you know, I think that there's something about the collective consciousness of Thanksgiving where people all over the country are sitting in gratitude, where they're thinking about all the things that they have to be grateful for, that helps us be able to move into that same space of gratitude. So today, before I close, I want to wish each and every one of you a really happy Thanksgiving. And this year, one of the things I have to be truly grateful for is the privilege I've had over the last 6 months to come to you live each and every Wednesday, and for the opportunity to work with Brian Sullivan, my engineer, who always has the best and happiest attitude of anyone I've ever worked with. So I want to just end the day by saying thank you, thank you, thank you. And I look forward to talking to you again next Wednesday. Have a really blessed Thanksgiving, everyone.
You've been listening to The Dr. Peggy Show. Simple Solutions for Everyday Health offers simple, natural choices for your optimal health and wellness. Tune in each week, Wednesday, 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com to find out how to unravel the connections between the mental, spiritual, and physical links of food, allergies, and hydration. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG, that's allergy free? That's SimpleHealthNetwork.com. And check out her blog, OMGAllergyFree.com, and on Facebook at Simple Health Network. Tune in next week for another groundbreaking show with Dr. Peggy Parker.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.